The good. The bad. The ugly.
Welcome to Sustain Nutrition's podcast, Chewing the Fat, where Joe and James will be discussing all things good, bad and ugly regarding training and nutrition. So pull up your pants, put your best foot forward and get ready for some serious oral pleasure. Without further ado, here are your hosts, Joe and James.
Sustain.
Nutrition.
Chewing.
Yeah.
Fat.
Podcast.
It was almost like you'd forgotten the next line there, Joe.
No, I'm good.
Right, Joe, what are we talking about?
Beach body boo-boos.
Beach? Are you beach body ready? No, bikini ready? I can't remember what the saying was. Beach body boo-boos. Ah, this is part one of a two-part holiday series where we're going to be talking about mistakes that people make leading up to holidays. At the time of recording, it's the start of May. People have holidays booked June, July, August, so they're probably thinking, shit. I probably want to do something about my appearance, my weight, you know, drop a bit of body fat. Nothing wrong with having vanity-based goals. Nothing wrong with feeling more comfortable. In your two-piece, I know I did. So this is going to be the first part where we're talking about mistakes that we see people doing leading up to that event. And then next week, next episode, we'll talk about how you can eat on holiday so you can indulge without overindulging it, but like almost like a mini consistent Christmas. So stick around for part two. Joe, part one, let's go.
One of the things, obviously, we are a business. We run in various advertisements. One of the things that's like the most heavily Googled thing is how much weight can I lose in X weeks and X months? Or how can I lose a stone as fast as possible? So much of what people are interested in is the time perspective. And then, therefore, businesses will market to this and companies will push this. But I don't want to tell you what's right and wrong. My opinion is it's the wrong way to look at things. It's not going to, you know, we run a business called Sustained Nutrition. It is not the most sustainable way to do these things. And I understand the desire to do it. But the problem that people have is they create a load of pressure. They create a load of negative feelings that just are all self-created. Because you have this expectation that you're going to be able to lose a stone in a month and that it's going to make a massive difference. And maybe you can. We've seen a lot of people. It's rare that someone does, but people do. And for the most part, people then create all this drama and this pressure and these expectations about what they're going to achieve and how good they're going to look and all these changes. And it's just a load of stress you don't need. It doesn't help the process. It just adds more negativity and drama to it. And I think just to focus on one day at a time, being realistic with where you want to get to is that the first place to start. Because if you come into this expecting, you know, that you're going to lose loads of weight and your holiday is going to be loads different because of it, you're probably going to be disappointed because most people aren't going to achieve that.
Realistic, I think, is the key word to pick up from that. And yeah, dramatic pause there. You know, when you speak to people, just in the conversations, not necessarily clients, you know, people who have been tracking calories, et cetera, and they're like, oh, I'm doing this and I'm doing that. And it's always anyone who's got an experience of going to MyFitnessPal, setting yourself up, and it goes like, right, age, height, weight, you know, guess the activity levels that you have per week. I don't know why people think this is going to be like 100% accurate. It's like, what are your activity levels? Low, moderate, highly active? Like, come on. Anyway.
I cut the garden 3 Saturdays ago.
Like, yeah, I moved the furniture around to dust it. But then he goes, like, how much weight do you want to lose per week? And everyone just goes, whoop, slide that straight over to 2 pounds per week. Everyone wants that maximum weight loss. And like you said, you can just set yourself up for a fail. It's, as you said, to echo what you said, you know, it's undue pressure that you don't need. And whilst I get it, that people will be like, right, I've digged around for the first part of the year. I booked this holiday whenever last year, I've done nothing about me. You know, it's been like, I'll start my diet soon. You do have to be realistic and go like, right, I'm not going to get that 3 stone off, but I'll do what I can. You know, I'll see what I can and again, not put that pressure on to go like, well, I have to hit these numbers because you're going to be disappointed. You know, you're going to be disappointed when you don't lose that £2 per week. And again, sometimes talking about people expecting too much, being unrealistic, is when you speak to people and like, oh, I always lose weight slowly. That's always a red flag for me. Okay, what do you class as slow weight loss? £2 a week. Like, what are you talking about? That's like 7 stone a year. No one ever lost 7 stone a year when dragging your heels a bit there, were you? Taking your time? What were you doing? Like, it's nuts, isn't it? It's, you know, the people would believe that that's slow, or even a pound a week is slow weight loss. Like, what, where are we just pulling these numbers out of?
I normally lose weight much faster. Go on then. How much did you lose over the course of a month? Well, over 2 weeks, I lost 10 pounds, but it all came back on.
Yeah.
And it's, you know, this is why we're here. This is why we're preaching the message that we do, because it just doesn't work. You know, if that's probably what brought you to the party, is expecting these results. And this is just that habit that people fall into. And maybe we should do more clickbait stuff. Maybe this should be called Lose a Stone Before Your Holiday. You probably get more views. Absolutely get more views. Sod this, change the title. but that's just not what we're all about. And it's, hopefully, if you're listening to us and you know what we do, then this resonates. And we can't force this upon people. So either we're preaching to converted, or people are going to go, nah, it's not for me. I want faster results. Cool. Well, we're here when you're ready, when that doesn't work.
Yeah.
Because it doesn't work. And you know what? Maybe it does. But for the vast majority of people, it doesn't. I'd need a lot of fingers to count the number of times someone says, I want to lose a stone before my holiday. And I wouldn't need very many fingers to then realize how many people actually achieved it. Because you're going in with the wrong approach. And the problem you have is you're saying, right, I want to lose a certain amount of weight in 4 weeks. It's already a stretch goal. So after the first 2 weeks, when you've lost 3 pounds, you give in. Because you're never going to pull off 11 pounds in 2 weeks. And instead of just focusing day by day, doing what you can, looking to improve, marginal gains, people just up and down, on and off this roller coaster. And it's the wrong approach. I'm going to say it. I'm going to hang my hat out there. It's the wrong approach. It's not going to work.
It's certainly not a sustainable approach, is it? So whilst, you know, you might wish for these results, and again, just being brutally honest, well, you should have started 4 months ago. But you can't start 4 months ago. So you need to start now, but then be realistic about it. And it kind of feeds into, I remember when we were working at Virgin Active, can I say that? I feel like I can say that. There are other gyms available. I don't know. I feel like I've seen it on TV. When we worked at Virgin Active, I remember one of the PTs, one of his clients speak to, and he wanted to lose, I think, like a stone before his holiday. And he had like 4 weeks. And I think they were just starting, he went, when do I get my cheat meal? And it's like, you don't get a cheat. If you want us to lose a stone in 4 weeks, you are going to have to be dialed in your nutrition. You're probably going to have to train twice a day, which leads on to the next mistake, is people just being way too restrictive. People cutting out carbs, people skipping meals, you know, people, what is it, no carbs till MABs, the bloody TOWIE, whatever it is, I can't remember what that even stands for.
TOWIE?
No, not TOWIE. Essex. I don't know, whatever it is. That one. Yeah, people going on massively restrictive diets. And again, if you want to massively increase the chance, or reduce the chance that you're going to be adherent to your diet, then make it super restrictive. Eat as little as possible. And, you know, the foods that you do eat, make sure that you don't enjoy them. Make sure that they're crap. Make sure that it's all really bland, boring stuff, and you're in a huge calorie deficit. And I guarantee you will not last longer than 10 days.
Oh, yeah, that'll push if you're doing well.
Yeah.
It's just too hard, isn't it? And it's, I understand the desire for it. You just have to be realistic with yourself. And the process that you outlined there about, you know, training twice a day, just eating chicken and broccoli, and people are just forcing themselves through it. It's just so hard to do. They're just relying entirely on willpower. None of the things that make it sustainable. It just, people just don't know how hard it is, full stop. You know, just to do these things consistently. They say about that guy who wanted to, you know, when's my first cheat meal? No, well, yeah, when I said I wanted to lose a stone a month, I hadn't finished my sentence. What it was, I want to lose a stone a month as easily as possible. Like, well, that's not how it works. You don't get... it's like a Venn diagram, isn't it, of all these overlapping circles. And if you want foods to be delicious, then you're probably going to have to compromise on price. You're going to have to compromise on availability. You have to compromise on the fat loss efforts and the fat loss implications. And all you then have to choose what you want very carefully because, yeah, we all want to be able to lose weight easily and quickly and it be really cheap and the food be delicious, but be no effort to prep and have a huge variety as well. Well, this is the real world. That's not going to happen. You can't have all of those things. You have to decide what are the pieces to the puzzle that you really want and then make adjustments from there. And if you want those maximal results that people talk about, then it has to be super restrictive. Now, there's stuff in here about, you know, I love the mindset side of coaching, and there is always going to be restriction. If you go from having 10 glasses of wine a week and you want to lose weight, there has to be some restriction. You have to go to 9. But very often people then say, oh, well, I feel restricted. Okay, well, there is an element of restriction, but from going from 10 glasses of wine a week to 9, that's not the world's biggest restriction. So this is, you know, far from it. This is the way that you're looking at it, and you can control how you feel about these things by recognizing that this is your choice. This is something that you're opting into. There are benefits to this process. Are you just focusing on the negatives? Because if you go from 10 glasses of wine down to 9, you go, well, I'm missing out on a glass of wine each week, then you will feel restricted. Then it will be a more negative process. You can make this whatever you want it to be. I'm not saying that's easy or straightforward or that everyone can do it, but you can. You can focus on the fact that you are fortunate enough to have access to lots of protein and veggies, and therefore you're choosing to eat chicken and broccoli. That's a very different process to saying, I have to eat chicken and broccoli. It's very different depending on the results as well. If you say, I'm going to look disgusting on the beach if I don't lose a stone, compared to I'd feel a little bit more confident if I was able to drop some weight. They're totally different statements, and that you'll think according to the way that you're talking and acting and looking at these things. And so, yeah, you can going too restrictive is a negative piece on the whole, but you can also change how you feel about it by working on your thoughts too.
And it's only going to be for, well, I say a short amount of time. I don't mean as in like a 28-day blast. I mean, even if you've got, you know, we've got working with clients for 6-9 months, well, just try it. You know, you've been eating in a way, you know, like we said, like people start with your, maybe they've got like a decent wedge of weight to lose. When's my first cheat meal? Like in the nicest possible way. You've had like 15 years of cheat meals. Maybe we could go a couple of months without one. You know, we can have an indulgent meal. We could choose to have these things, but yeah, like I said, there's going to be some level of restriction. There needs to be something that changes. And I know it's not a perfect analogy, but choosing that level that you're at, and again, I already said, you know, maybe you should have started a few months ago. Say if your goal this year was to save £10,000, that's going to suck. You're going to be eating 7p beans on toast for a lot of those meals. If that's like your, you know, life is going to suck. You're not going to be going out for meals out. You're not going to be going to the cinema. You're not going to have a holiday. You're not going to have a weekend away. Whereas if like, right, my goal is to save £2,500 this year, that's much more realistic and it's going to be much more doable. And you're going to be able to go out for weekends away and you're going to be able to go out for a meal out without massive impeding that. So it's a what level of sacrifice are you willing to make? But for these like strict, you've got like the military diet, the cabbage soup diet, the Dukan diet, or whatever, the Cambridge 101, which is obscenely expensive for basically cup of soups.
Well, it's not a lot of food. There's irony there, isn't there?
Yeah, cup of soups and super noodles. But I understand, you know, why people go on that, but that is definitely the subject of another podcast. Is, yeah, going way too restrictive is just massively going to reduce the chances of you making any progress and just going to make you feel like shit. Because you're probably, or more than likely, going to fail. And in the nicest possible way, I think me and Joe can speak on this because we've both done comically restrictive diets, like unrealistic diets when we've done like photo shoots that have caused us to act like this, which we'll move on to the next bit, is kind of rebounding and binging because you're massively restricted, because your calories are so low. I remember you talking about like, eating more cashew nuts and more honey than you should do when you were training like 3 days a week and massively reducing your calories. Say again, mate.
Training 3 times a day.
Yeah. So yeah. Did I say a week?
Yeah.
Sorry. Yeah. Three times a day, you know, and your body's just crying out. And like I said, you've got to rely on massive willpower there, which is not something that can be relied on. So yeah, let's talk about the kind of rebounding, binging.
Yeah, just to clarify, because I had a little snicker there when you said Snigger, sorry. That's the right word, isn't it?
Snicker. Don't say Snicker. Don't say Snicker.
Because what James and not, I laughed at an inopportune moment, but because we both did diets before we had like long weekends away, and I ate and drank loads on the Friday evening, and I flew out somewhere on the Saturday morning. I think it was on a stag do or a lad's holiday. And my feet, like my trainers were tight because my feet had swelled up so much because I was holding so much water. And it's, having done it a couple of times, it's just inevitable. As a bodybuilding coach who I follow just online, I remember him saying that he changed his process because virtually every single athlete he had after a show was unable to follow the process, the optimal process. They were unable to stick to a slow regain in calories. And so he had to increase their calories so that people would not rebound as badly. And this is just what you see over and over when it comes to the restricting dieting. It is too hard. If you grit your teeth for a certain date, a certain line in the sand, then once you step over that, it's no holds barred. And odds on, you're being really restrictive now so you can then eat more when you're away. And what do you think is going to happen? Just be real here. What do you think is going to happen? Do you think that you are going to still look really good by the end of that holiday? You're going to get most of the weight back on, especially, you know, often the stuff I was talking about when people are Googling is they're looking at how much weight can I lose in a month, 3 weeks, 2 weeks, 1 week. It's not many people saying how much weight can I lose in 6 months or a year. So you can easily get that weight back on, you know, within a couple of days. Once you've bloated out and you're holding that water and it's just futile, you know, and you're then not putting yourself in a sustainable position because you're then in that boom or bust process where more is more. And the thing, you know, I know that we're going to talk next week about how to eat on holiday. One of the big things for me is helping people to realize they don't need as much as they think. So people often say, oh, I need to, you know, in order, I just want to cut loose and enjoy myself. You don't need to eat 3 meals a day, all of them with drinks and snacks in between to enjoy yourself. You just don't. It all becomes mindless, all blurs into one. And you're making that more likely the more strict you are. You will rebound harder. So you're better using this time now to have a more sustainable approach to the weeks and months before you go on holiday, and then a more realistic approach when you go away. And I'm not saying to cut back massively on your holiday. I'm not saying to not have the ice creams and the desserts. I gained 10 pounds when I was on holiday for 2 weeks in America. But it's about enjoying that as much as you can and really getting the most out of the food and not eating it because it's there. You know, that would be my personal opinion on it.
No, yeah, and obviously we'll talk about it more next week, but it's like, what's adding value? What's, do you need to eat three desserts to have a good time, or can you just get away with having one? But again, we're jumping ahead. But, you know, I feel like it was 9 weeks we did. So it's when we just kind of set up Sustain and we set up a photo shoot, we thought it'd be a good idea. And I don't think we ever used more than two of the photos ever. But it was one of those, like, we had these plans, like, right, on the day of the shoot, then we're going to go to Five Guys, and then you got these brownies, and then you had, like, a table just full of crap at home that you were, like, you'd bought along the way of, like, sweets and chocolate and biscuits and cakes and stuff like that. And it was, like, then we went for fish and chips. Then one of our friends had baked, is like, a massive cake and all this stuff. And it's just, like, you're just setting yourself up because you've been, like, I can't have this, I can't have that for months. But, you know, obviously we're talking about short term here, but for us, it was like 9 weeks of just like massive restriction, massively, you know, huge amounts of effort training wise. You just go like, right, give me everything. I'm going to gorge myself on these things, which.
Can you guess why we stopped doing that?
Yeah, which is, and again, we'll talk more about this on the next podcast is, if you've done that for 4 weeks and you've not had any carbs, you've not had any salt, you've not had this and not had that, and you're drained, you're tired, you're hungry, and then you go, oh, here's an all-you-can-eat buffet. It's all an all-inclusive thing, and I'm going to drink every single day, and there's pastries at breakfast, and there's eggs and bacon and hash browns, and then there's desserts at lunch, and there's ice cream through the day. Like, of course you're going to go all in, because these are all the things that you've forbidden yourself from. And then, as you said, the physiological impact of that is you're going to blow up because you're having a ton of that. I took a photo of my feet were nowhere near as bad as yours. But on holiday, I was like, I'm going to take a picture of my feet because it's swollen. Tanya's like, your feet swollen? I'm like, yeah. Because I've drunk like 3 beers every single day. I've not cooked any of my food, so it's been much higher in salt you know, I've had a bit more carbs. I've had like two desserts a day. I've had all these things. Yeah, I'm going to be bloated. Now I'm more self-aware of that. So I don't go like, oh my God, I've gained all the way back. But you can do that. And we talked about this yesterday when we met up. Like that, I went to Spain for a stag do. I can't remember. You went abroad anyway. Yeah. And within like 3 days, I was like, I've lost it. Like, I totally lost it. And like, I'd been like the leanest I'd ever been in my life at that point. And like Sam, who's down there now, was like, what are you talking about, Jimmy? Like, what are you talking about? And I'm just like, psychologically, because I've got a bit bloated, because I've kind of ballooned up a little bit, I was like, you know, it's just nuts. And it's just, like I said, it taking a more sustainable approach to your thing means that you won't have these huge binges. You won't have these huge flare-ups. So whilst you won't lose as much weight as you could do on this massive restriction thing, the bounce back is going to be absolutely minimal.
And I appreciate here that we are a company that specializes in fat loss. And so this might seem like a slightly odd statement to make with this stuff, but it's just not as important as you think.
No.
The different, you know, whether you are going from 14 stone to 13 stone, or whether you're going from 9 stone to 8 stone, whether you're going from morbidly obese to overweight, or from overweight to lean, or from lean to shredded, no one cares. Honestly, nobody cares. You think it's going to make this, and it can make a big difference to your life, but there's a point when it just blends into the background and it becomes normal. You know, whether that's from going from being, you know, for me, we're going from a bit softer to being lean continuously, or from being lean to being really lean. It just doesn't make the difference that you think it will. You have this idea in your head about what this is going to do to your life, and it doesn't match the expectations, because no one cares as much about your body and how you look as you do. That's not the worth that you're bringing to the world. That's not, it's a very nice idea that you're going to lose weight and everything's going to change, but actually it doesn't change. This is why you have, you know, unhappy billionaires and unhappy celebrities and unhappy people who are in excellent shape, is that your happiness is not linked to your weight. If it was, then a lot more people would be able to sustain the changes that they make. But the reality is that it's just part of the puzzle, and it's trying to tackle as many of these things at once. Our goal is to help people live healthy, happy lives. It's not just to lose as much weight as possible. In fact, I would question whether that's the right approach. I think those approaches are almost opposed, is that if you try to lose as much weight as possible, that's your primary goal, you're probably going to compromise your happiness. And to some degree, you're going to compromise at least your mental health. I know that 90% of the benefits of weight loss just come from fat loss alone, but you can still make the process harder. You can make your life less enjoyable. Our lives are definitely less enjoyable. I was not happier when I was, you know, very lean, nowhere near. And I think that even now, just as a random aside, that I got leaner before I went away. I was kind of the leanest that I've been. I'm now probably 4 pounds heavier. Such an easier amount to manage. You know, I was saying to Chrissy, if I just sort this out, I could get this off in 2 weeks.
Yeah.
If I really pushed, you can get that off and it can make a difference. But then it's almost unsustainably hard. And the longer that you do this for, the more that you learn. You know, I know that, so for me at 98 kilos, if I get to 96, I do look different. I am more confident, but it's quite a lot harder to hold. Whereas at 98 kilos, I can have a bit more bread. I can have a few more drinks. I can have those meals out. That 4 pounds is a massive difference in my quality of life and a tiny difference on the scales. Whereas if that becomes, and I have been a lot heavier, you know, I've been 10, 11, 12, 13, 14 pounds heavier than that. Suddenly that's a difference where it makes a big difference to my life and my happiness. And I'm not really getting the benefit from it. And so it's weighing all these things up and finding out, you know, when people say, where do I stop? Where's my goal? Like for me, I would say, if someone said to me, what's the goal, is to find that balance where you're within striking distance of being where you're really happy with how you look, but it's sustainable. And so, you know, that's probably taken me 6.5 to 7 years to learn after being a PT for 5 years, you know, so we can help you get there faster. You can learn from the mistakes that we've made, but this is a Beachbody Boo Boos podcast. You know, you're looking to lose weight over the next 4, 8, 12 weeks. Like, this is going to take a long time to get that perfect balance. Do not, you know, you can start today, but you're not going to finish.
Yeah, it's finding out where you're comfortable or what you're comfortable sacrificing. You know, I've been leaner than I am right now. I'll show Joe now a naked photo of me, actually. Tanya just sent me it today. It's my Grace walking out of the show. I'm covering my bits. You can't see him. It's like, you know, I'm not the leanest I've been, but like, I'm really happy how I look there. And that's with me having desserts, you know, having family meals, like not having to be massively restrictive, not training twice a day, not doing anything stupid. You know what I mean? Just to like be moderately active, training 4 or 5 times a week. You know, having a meal out, having popcorn at the cinema, having some pick and mix, you know, not being super restrictive. It's like, yes, I could tighten up, I could drop a couple of kilos, and I might do over the next few weeks. You never know. Well, 2 months, let's say. But it's finding what you're comfortable doing. You know, we've got a friend, you'll know who I'm talking about, who is very much about like how they look, and they're prepared to eat the same meal like 22 times a week. And do all these different things. It's like, nah, I'm good. Like the reward, not risk reward, or something like the effort reward, it's not worth it for me. Like that, kind of like going, right, I'm gonna be eat black rice and pork mince 4 times per day. Like it's just nah, I'm good. I don't need, you know, veins in my abs that bad. It's good.
And people will be very quick, you know, to say, oh, that, you know, that's too much for me. Now, you can only assess that once you've been there.
Mm.
And so often people will not make the progress they want to before they go on holiday because they will talk about all these things, having never done it. Oh, it'd be too hard for me. I can't possibly do more exercise. I don't want to cut back on the food because I'll just end up binging. You don't know until you've been there. And I would say you don't know until you've been there, but often people will use these... the high expectations, being too restrictive and then binging and saying, well, I always binge when I restrict. No, it's because you were overly restrictive and you had too much expectation. And there are small adjustments that you can make that can make this process more manageable. And so it's about navigating that and being willing to adjust. It makes me think about when they fly planes, that the plane basically is just constantly going off course and then it adjusts.
Yeah.
That's what you want to do with your diet is, make a change. Was that too hard or was it okay? Oh, it was okay. Well, I'll make another change then. Okay, well, actually, that's a bit too much at the moment, but maybe in a couple of weeks that'll be more manageable. So, for example, at the moment, we are refurbishing a house. So it's physically draining. You know, it's mucky work. I'm more active. Am I as bothered at the moment about getting to the gym to do the 3 weight sessions and not having a few chocolates on an evening? Not at all, because that's going to make the rest of my life easier. Now, the rest of the time, if I'm just grazing because it's on an evening, then that's not the right time. So it's the same eating. It's the same end result, but it's all dependent on the circumstance. And so you have to look at your life circumstances, what you've got going on, and then decide from there and make those adjustments. Maybe you need to do a bit less. Maybe you need to do a bit more. Maybe you need to make less excuses. Maybe you need to be more realistic about what's going on. And so it's difficult sometimes when you're doing these podcasts because we don't know who's listening in their individual situations. But that's for you to work out. And for the clients that we work with, that's for us to help guide them. Now, I've got a lady who's lost 9 pounds in 3 weeks. It's like, it's slower than usual. I'm just so critical. You know, she's a young girl. She's in her early 20s. What would you say to a friend who lost 9 pounds in 3 weeks just out of interest? You know, and you know what she's going to say. She's going to say, oh, brilliant work. Well done. Just keep going. You're doing fantastically. Okay, cool. Does that apply to you then? And whatever she says, she'll probably say, yeah, it does, you're right. And if she says no, then the conversation continues. You know, it's constantly course correcting and adjusting depending on what somebody's saying, what's going on in their life.
Just to go back and talk a bit on that binging bit where you said people have been massively over-restrictive, like big fan, Jocko Willink, like discipline equals freedom. What I mean by that is not like you have to be like disciplined and you can never eat chocolate cake over the 6 months that we're coaching you. Because that will lead to binging. But I don't want to jump ahead with the whole holiday thing because I've just got back off my week all-inclusive. I was able to have like 2 desserts a day without gaining weight because I'd been disciplined before. And that doesn't mean that I wasn't having any, but I might have like 1 dessert a week. You know, a couple of bits of chocolate. I wasn't eating dessert every single day. Like, well, if I don't eat cake every single day, then I'm definitely going to binge. Like, is that really true? Is that true? Have you tried that? Have you tried to go, well, maybe I'll just try cake 3 times a week? And they go, well, too bad, actually. Maybe I'll try it twice a week. And, well, maybe I'll just have a piece of cake on a Saturday night. Like you said, you know, people have these stories that they tell themselves, I don't eat cake every single day. Life's going to be miserable. Is it? Have you tried it? Have you tried just eating it 5 days a week, or 4 days a week, or 3 days a week? But that idea that if I take it out, then I'll open the floodgates and I'll eat everything. Like, well, is that really true? And that's a big job that we do as coaches, isn't it? We were just talking about before we started recording, like, we're not here to give people the answers. We're here to ask the right questions. And the clients have to supply the right answers that are going to be right to them, because whilst the problems are very common throughout, the solutions are all going to be different because everyone's different. Everyone's got a different home life. You know, me and you, we're not the same people. We don't have the same things going on in our lives. So whilst we'll have the same problem, we might have to come up with different solutions. So for me, that would be, if you do feel like that, if you do have these thoughts, challenge them. You know, big thing that we do again is challenging beliefs, challenging stories with people. Like, well, is that really true? And that idea of, you know, having a bit of discipline gives you freedom, whereas people think, well, I've got a discipline that's super restrictive. No, it's not. You know, that the fact that I track my meals and plan my food and prep my food gives me tons of freedom, because it means that I can then go out for a weekend away and I'll go like, well, I've had three, you know, crappy, low quality, high calorie meals this week by accident. It means that I don't have to worry about that. It gives me tons of freedom. That being a bit more disciplined with my food choices and my exercise means that I can have a week kind of all inclusive without going, well, I've gained 10 pounds like you, Joe. But you did go for like...
I was away for 2.5 weeks.
I'm going to say, and it was a lot of blow on it.
Absolutely. I think what might be a good place to finish is what our recommended approach is to people before they go away.
Join Sustain.
Absolutely. for a 3 to 6 month coaching plan.
Just focus on the things that you have control over. Prioritizing protein. I'm giving away a lot of stuff for the next podcast. Prioritize your protein. Have some form of fiber with each of your meals. Schedule high-calorie foods. Drink water at each of your meals.
Set realistic expectations.
Yeah.
Challenge your stories about whether something is genuine restriction or how much high-calorie food that you need. Work on staying in the present moment rather than getting lost in the future and thinking that if you do X, then Y will happen. These are all the mindset pieces that apply all the time, but I guess some of them are more prevalent with that time frame before a holiday.
Yeah, and we'll talk obviously more about like specifics. And we're not going to be like, you should eat like this. I'm going to offer people some guidelines that they can pick and choose what they go from. You know, if you want to go on holiday and you want to cut loose, and again, that's a story that I'd always challenge. I don't want to think about it. It's always a good one. I just don't want to think about my food. Like, what does that mean to you? Does that mean that you're just going to eat like cakes and pastries all day, every day? Is that what you need to have a good holiday? Is that really what you need? Is that going to add a ton of value to it? I feel like we're jumping ahead to next week's.
I was going to say, I'm not going to talk about my trip to America because that'll definitely fit into next week better.
Yeah, but again, and then it's challenging that. You know, it's looking back and going, right, was that worth it? Because I've had a ton of holidays where I've gone all-inclusive. Not a ton. I've had a few holidays where I've gone and got all-inclusive and gone like, you know what? I'm really comfortable coming back and being like 4 kilograms heavier. It's totally worth it. And this year I was like, I don't think that's what I want to do. So I just put some simple rules in. Not even rules, because I didn't stick to them every single day. Some guidelines. And that's helped me. You know, I weighed in the day after I came back and I was a pound heavier. And the day after that gone. So they're definitely easy, actionable ones. And again, there was a level of restriction going right back to the start when you talk about, you know, 10 glasses down to 9. It was a level of restriction, but it wasn't restrictive. That'll make more sense next week.
Perfect.
Right. Thanks as always for listening, guys. Join the support group. Drop us a message if you've got a question. We're very friendly people.
Cheers for listening.
Thank you.